What if scientists could better predict when a volcano might erupt? Work being done by researchers at ASU could lead to that. They're tracking the heating history of magma, the molten rock inside the Earth. What they found was published in the journal Science earlier this month. Christy Till is a co-author on that paper. She's a professor in ASU's School of Earth and Space Exploration and studies magma. And Christy, it seems like this would be enormously helpful information to have, especially if it helps predict when a volcano might erupt.
Right. So our study is about basically recovering the black box recorder from a volcanic eruption so that we can reconstruct the events leading up to it.
And what did you find about what is happening inside a volcano in the preceding moments or hours or maybe even longer than that before it erupts?
Well, what we found is that over the last 5 to 10 years, scientists have learned that volcanoes are in fact not having a big vat of magma beneath them, like you might picture, right? There's not a big pot of boiling goo beneath them. In fact, there is quite a cold slush there. So the magma that sits below them is more like a slushy, where all of that water has now mostly cooled into ice crystals. And so we started to learn this, but we wanted to understand more about what happens to that goo, that slush, before the eruption. So we were able to look at these little tiny crystals from this past eruption. Those essentially are the black box recorder that record all of the events leading up to the eruption. And what they show us is that they sit there cold for most of their lives. And then there are these tiny thermal pulses. It heats up that slush so it turns more into mostly liquid. And that happens frequently and more frequently before an eruption.
How long before a volcano erupts might these heat pulses start to happen?
Well, in this case, this volcano that we're interested in, the Tararua volcano in New Zealand, for this eruption that happened 700 years ago, these crystals were sitting there for hundreds of thousands of years before it erupted 700 years ago. And we see a couple thermal pulses that had happened 50,000 years before the eruption, but there's only just a couple of those. And then we start to see increasing frequencies of them in the thousands of years before the eruption.
So I guess we're talking about a very, very early warning system for a volcano erupting. How might officials and volcanologists take that information and be able to maybe apply it to public safety or infrastructure, things like that?
Right. So it turns out that volcanoes grumble all of the time. And what we scientists and policymakers really want to know is, when is that volcano just having a bad day? Like, when is it being grumbly versus when is it actually going to lead to an eruption? And so by learning about all of these processes, we're able to reconstruct the series of events that have led to past eruptions. And what we find is that although we might start to see grumblings, these increased thermal pulses thousands of years before the eruptions, these last ones are occurring within a very short time period before the eruption. So these last ones are happening on the order of months before an eruption.
Much more helpful for public policy officials.
That's right. And so now we're trying to sort of build up our underlying body of knowledge about what happens below these volcanoes to help them interpret that data.
How do you go about trying to detect and monitor these thermal pulses? I mean, do you have to actually stick something into the volcano to do that?
Well, so actually what we're doing is we're doing a little bit of time travel. So we're using, like I said, the black box that tells us the events leading to the eruption in this particular case is a tiny little mineral called zircon. And so this zircon grows in the magma chamber before the eruption, and then it erupts with the magma. And we're actually studying eruptions that happened in the past. And we're able to go back in time by measuring the little tiny parts of this crystal. So these crystals record information in them much the way that trees record information in their tree rings. They tell us information about the temperature that the magma was growing in, or if there was an injection of new magma into the magma chamber. And so we're using a special instrument we have at Arizona State University that allows us to analyze the chemical composition of a tiny part of that crystal, one of those rings, just like the tree rings. And these spots that we're able to analyze are about 1/100th the thickness of a human hair. And so by doing that, we can go in and track these little zones and all the little events that led up to the eruption that are recorded in this zircon crystal.
Well, how do you take that then and try to do it proactively if you're not able to look at what happened after the eruption? You're trying to let people know before it happens. Do you have a sense yet of how you would be able to detect these thermal pulses ahead of an eruption?
So the United States Geological Survey and other institutions that are funded by the U.S. government monitor all of those active volcanoes. So this is an important part of science funding, is to keep our eye on all of those volcanoes. And so we can say, oh, there's been a bunch of earthquakes at this volcano that are the type that tell us that magma's moving around, or we're seeing this emission of gases that are of a certain composition that tell us magma is ascending below the volcano. And we have all of those kinds of data, but what we don't have very well at this point is a way to tie those kinds of signals to actually what processes we should be looking for that indicate an onset of an eruption. So essentially what we're trying to do is build up the database of all of the things that have led to past eruptions at these types of volcanoes, so that then when we can look at that gas chemistry coming out of the volcano or look at those earthquakes, that we can say, ah, this is indicating an event which we've seen has triggered eruptions at other volcanoes in the past. And so the probability that it's going to trigger an eruption here is this.
Christy Till is a professor in ASU School of Earth and Space Exploration. Christy, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
And you're listening to The Show.